from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Right, well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, because the Texans play tonight, the Texans are kind enough to play their preseason game here on a Friday. Head on out to Sugarland and check out the newest Sugarland Space Cowboy. I hear they're bringing in a youngster by the name of Verlander to pitch tomorrow night, Seth. They've got new acquisition. I'm anxious to see this kid Verlander pitch tomorrow night.
See how he does. I hope he's clean shaven. I like it when the rookies are clean shaven.
Yeah,
so you get when you look back to Jose Altuve in the minors, or Jose Altuve in his first major league appearance, just looks like a kid just off the bus.
Yep.
So this Verlander kid, I hope he's clean shaven.
I hope he's clean shaven. In all seriousness, this is his first rehab start, Verlander. He's going to do a couple of these at least. And he's looking, I guess, to probably eventually 75 to 80 pitches is where he feels he needs to get back with the big club again. I think tonight, you know, it's a little like what we were talking about with Damian Pierce earlier. Like, I'm not too worried about the stats tonight. I'm more worried about how it looks.
Yeah.
I think Verlander is similar. Like, I don't care if he pitches 3 innings and gives up 5 runs because he's probably working on some things. He's not worried about deception with the hitter. He's worried about how his arm feels. So we'll be looking at things like, the main thing is the velocity. He was back up to 94 miles an hour in his last bullpen. So him continuing to progress to where he looks like Justin Verlander again. Don't care about the numbers, care about the aesthetics.
That might be even with velocity, because Verlander's really good at kind of just, you know, holding things in reserve and dialing it up when he needs to. So yeah, as long as it's not a concerning velocity or anything,
right,
then I'd feel good. I trust that he'll be able to, you know, he can find the control, he can find all that other stuff. Just make it through. There's almost no start he could give, no matter how many runs he gives up, because that's how these rehab starts go. More than anything, I'm
and Verlander, and then like over the next 2 months, does he suck us back into where we're like, they got to bring back Verlander next year? Because the option's out the window now, because he needed to pitch 140 innings with the Astros for that option next year to kick in, and he's got no shot at that now.
Dude, they've got so much wasted money burning up the luxury tax space right now that you can't roll the dice again on an aging pitcher like that. Not with where the Astros are right now.
I'd need to see what the price is before I close the door on it. Your sentiment is 100% true, because it's not just Abreu money. It's not just Montero money. It's McCullers money. So that's another $17 million right there. I mean, if you count Lance McCullers, who I'm just treating Lance. I hate to do it. I'm just treating Lance as if he's never going to pitch for the Astros ever again. I think that's the healthy way to go about doing it psychologically as an Astro fan. That's $17 million for another couple of years. Abreu is, you know, a total check of $30 million, 19 of which is next year, and then Montero's another. That's almost $50 million that for 2025 that you're paying guys to do nothing.
Right. Yeah, and it's just, hey, look, part of the justification for trading for Kikuchi is that you trust that this pitching, the coaching and analytics crew still has an edge over other teams, then all right, then that's got to be with your younger guys, and it's got to be with Spencer Arrighetti and everybody else. Doesn't mean they're going to become the next Justin Verlander, but I think that's just the hard sentimental decision you have to make at that point. Just because of availability has been the thing that's crushed the Astros this year with their pitching staff, that you gotta have a heightened sense of, man, we need guys that we can depend on for an entire season.
Yeah. The other weird thing about the Astros this year is just the drastic difference in Yordan on the road and at home. Like, he is especially for him, extremely pedestrian at home. And he goes back out on the road. He goes to Arlington to play the Rangers. And now, look who's back.
Found
old Yordan is
found
back.
It in Arlington.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever it is, whatever he does differently in Arlington, he needs to add that into his daily routine.
Yeah. And hopefully there's more of it left for Boston. This is a big series, man. The Astros, they're in first in the division right now, but it's it's paper thin. It's a tie. It's not a tie. Literally, the Astros are in first by just a few percentage points. But they're even in the standings in terms of games with the Seattle Mariners. And the big thing is, if Seattle turns it up and goes on a tear, and now the Astros find themselves in the wild card race, the team that would be right in front of them right now would be the Boston Red Sox. They'd be 2.5 games back of the Boston Red Sox. So they can at least kind of, as a fallback, in case they don't win the division, chip away at one of the teams they're chasing this weekend, I guess. You know, so it's a big series this weekend.
Yeah, the Astros are 1/1,000 ahead of the Mariners when it comes
they're to... so much better, yeah.
10th if you're saying actual percentage point, but I like to look by decimal point. They're 1/1,000 on the actual rate.
Yeah. They had a really good stroll poll.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The other night on the broadcast on the Space City Home Network, they do one every night. They post it on the TV broadcast, but they also post it on Twitter. They got about 1,100 votes on this thing. It's almost like a poll of regret because it has all the series that the Astros lost, the elimination series that they lost during the golden era of Astros baseball that we're in right now. Today's Chevy Stroh poll, if you had a time machine, which playoff series during the golden era would you go back for an Astros rematch? So it's not guaranteeing you a win, but just which one would you like to go play over again? And the four choices are the 2018 ALCS against the Red Sox, which they lost in five, the 2019 World Series against the Nationals, in which they lost every home game, the 2021 World Series against the Braves, which the Braves won in six, and then last year's ALCS, which, again, the road team won every single game of that series. Did you look at this, Seth? Because I like it when you guess.
I did. Okay. I'm having a hard time with it because it's hard not to. I mean, the World Series, I almost have to take the World Series out of it because obviously you want to win the World Series. Which playoff series during the golden era would you go back to for an Astros rematch? It's weird that that one was my that World Series might be the one I was least emotionally engaged in. I don't know why.
The one that won the poll.
There's two World Series. Yeah. The Nationals won for whatever reason. That's the one that looms largest. The Braves one I wasn't as engaged in. The Nationals one because it just came down so much. I would say the Nationals series.
Then that's what the people are saying. 63.5% of the people voting in this in a landslide. Almost two thirds of the people. That would be my vote. I think that to me that's the obvious one. That was painful as hell.
And it was just to not win a home game and for the Astros to be such a dominant team that year.
Yeah.
That was probably the best overall team of that era, of the entire World Series winning era, and that one stung the most.
Yeah. I if you go back and you power rank all of the playoff Astro teams through the years, and I'm not just talking about this era. I would go back to the early 2000s when they finally broke through and made an LCS and made a World Series. I would certainly go back to the late 90s, those Bagwell and Biggio-led teams.
Yeah.
Probably the two best teams in Astro history are not World Series champions. The one you just talked about, Seth, in 2019 that won 107 games. And then the 1998 team that had Randy Johnson on it. They won 102 games that year. And that was a dominant baseball team offensively and pitching.
The whole thing about the 2023 ALCS versus the Rangers, that I know there's the emotional part of it being versus the Rangers, but that also that, I mean, the Astros, they just, that team, there's nothing about them that felt like the other teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They got into the playoffs by the skin of their teeth and by the magnanimousness of the Rangers, basically, and didn't play during that series like, oh, yeah, this is a team that just they deserve to win the series.
Yeah, that came in second at 24%. Again, the Nationals 2019 World Series was 63.5%. The Rangers in the ALCS was second at 24%. And then the other two series, ALCS 2018 against the Red Sox, World Series 2021 against the Braves, tied with 6.1%. The only thing that's keeping that Rangers tabulation up there is that it's, like you said, it's the Rangers. If it was any other team in the ALCS, that thing would be down with the other two in like the 6% range, I think.
Yeah, I didn't have that same sense of like, oh man, they missed their golden opportunity
right
in that one. It just wasn't as emotionally charged.
Yep. That Nationals one is an easy choice to me, man. That was painful. Coming back home up 3-2. With Verlander and Greinke starting Game 6 and 7, and Cole available in Game 7, and you lose those two games, it's just, I don't say inexcusable. It's the World Series. The Nationals are a good team, you know. But
in
it's
a way, yeah. After
painful.
It just felt like it was a foregone conclusion that the Astros, once they got it together and they took over, and you could see, oh, this is just a more powerful, better baseball team than the Nationals. That's where on the road in Washington. Remember those broadcasters, that radio station from Washington was here Broadcasting from the studio next to ours. And after the series in Washington, they were basically telling us, you know, they came back in, they're like, it's over.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, dude, that was painful. They lose Game 7, and you got to come in and do a morning radio show in a studio next to the hosts whose team just beat you in Game 7 at home.
I threw one of those dudes up against the wall in the bathroom because I thought he looked a little too happy. I was like, not around me, man.
Right,
Don't pull this act around me. He's like, I was just trying to wash my hands, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Seth got right up under his chin, cupped him, and pinned him up against the wall.
And then just in case he was recording it, I took his phone out and smashed it.
And threw it in the toilet and flushed. All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Game tonight, 6 o'clock, Steelers-Texans right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get into some of the matchups and the players that we're most looking forward to seeing. And I would encourage you to text in 713-572-4610. What are you most looking forward to seeing tonight, Steelers-Texans, a game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.